Right now it is time to bring in Mike Causey and Check Sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Good.
All right. It's good to know you're good. A surprise in the National Hockey League last night.
Yeah, St. Louis played a great game. They went at it, and they dominated the third period and finally put one in and came away with the win last night against Boston. They played a really good game. Now, remember, St. Louis has the best record in hockey since Christmas, so they're not flukes. But Boston was playing at a very high level, and St. Louis realized that yesterday is a must-win game, and they came away with it. So they made a bit of a series out of it now.
All right.
Whether it's going to last or not is another thing. Last night's game was the first Stanley Cup final victory in St. Louis Blues history.
Yeah, you're right. They were swept last time they were in.
Yep, they played Montreal. I remember when it was, and Montreal took them to the woodshed.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. That was back when they wore plastic masks that were full.
And they didn't wear helmets.
And they didn't wear helmets. Back in the good old days.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Wow. Gosh, it's amazing. I really am getting old when I remember that, like it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. At least you can remember it.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Hiding your own Easter eggs yet.
What? Huh? I don't know. I don't think I'm that far behind on that either.
All right. You got a long way to go there.
All right. Well, anyways, now I have to ask you a question here, and this is a legitimate question. Red Sox are just about 8 games out now from the Yankees and Tampa Bay. 4-game series at Yankee Stadium. Is it an important series for them?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
If they get swept, they're 12 behind. I don't care if it's the beginning of June. 12 games to make up is 12 games to make up. If this was August and you were 12 games ahead, you'd say it's insurmountable. So, yeah, I mean, if you look at the numbers, how many games have they played already now, these teams?
Oh, well, the Yankees have played 55, and the Red Sox have played 56.
So let's just use 60 as a number, okay, because after the weekend it'll be 60. You got 100 games to go to make up 12 games, okay? So with 100 games to go, if a team wins 50 and loses 50, you got to be 12 better than that to make it. That's a lot of games. So it is a big series for both teams. The Yankees can put the Red Sox way back in the rearview mirror, or the Red Sox can get themselves back into the race. So you don't want to get swept. You want to stand firm, you know, maybe go 2 games each. Even if you win 3 and lose 1, you're picking up 2. But by no means do you want to lose 4. So it is definitely a big series. The Red Sox have been playing a little bit better. The Yankees continue to roll with their young kids. See what happens. It could be devastating for the Red Sox, not only being 12 games behind, but their psyche of being, hey, it's only June, we won the World Series last year, and we're 12 games out of first place. That's something that's really hard to crawl out of.
And another thing that's shown in this first 60 games, Tampa Bay's for real. They're going to be there to the end.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
I don't know about that. Well, that's yet to be seen. This 9 pitchers a game doesn't work. It could work for a little while, but sooner or later those arms get tired, and then you got nobody to replace them with.
And you saw that in the San Diego game, not yesterday, but the day before, in that rain game, where in one inning the San Diego manager went through 6 pitchers to face 5 batters. 6.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, it's not only pitched one batter. They had to get loose. They got to warm up. They got to go through the whole thing to get themselves in the game. So it's not the 7 pitches they threw in the game. It's the 35 they threw getting warmed up. So it adds up and it takes its toll. And there's games that you have to sacrifice. There was one game in particular with the Yankees against Kansas City this weekend. I think it was Sunday's game where they put in guys that come out of the pen you've never even heard of. That's because everybody else needed the rest. So it's a different way of playing. I don't agree with it. That doesn't make it right or wrong that I don't agree with it. But looking at it for the long haul of 162 games, it's not going to work.
All right. And what is it with the NL Central? There's only Six games difference between the first club and the last place club.
Well, look at that little thing that says percentage.
Yeah.
Look at their winning percentages.
Yeah.
They're all, what, only one team's under 500, right?
Two teams, but they're close to 500. St. Louis and Cincinnati are both 26 and 28.
Yeah, and St. Louis is a better team than that.
Yeah.
That's the, they're winning.
Yeah.
They're winning, and if you look at other divisions, there's a whole lot of teams under 500.
Yeah, in the East, there's three teams under 500 in National League East, and the National.
I don't have it up, and I can tell you, it's Miami, the Mets, and Washington.
Yeah.
And I don't even have it in front of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of the Mets,
yeah,
how about that self-destruction last night?
I didn't. What happened?
After seven, New York Mets eight, Dodgers three. Figure this game's in the bag, huh? Well, through seven, it was 8-4. Through eight, it was 8-5. Going into the ninth, the Mets are winning 8-5. Los Angeles Dodgers nine, Mets eight.
How'd that happen?
They gave up three bombs in the ninth inning. Then they gave up a double. Two bombs in the ninth inning, one in the eighth, I'm sorry. And then the double, and then a sacrifice fly, and the Mets go home losers 9-8. How do you lose a game 8? How do you lose a game up three runs in the major leagues going into the ninth inning? How?
You have to try.
Well, that's called riding your closer, as Mickey calls it, until he bucks.
Yeah.
Diaz, five hits, one third of an inning, one walk. So he put six guys on base in 30 pitches.
Amazing.
Jeru's Familia did his usual song and dance. He pitched one inning, gave up a run. That guy, he's better off in the Ozarks than on a Major League Baseball team. And it's funny, if you look in ESPN, if you look at their game cast, they have a prediction as to a win probability. And going into the ninth inning,
97%.
The Mets win probability was 98%.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah.
98% chance of winning. Well, they don't know the Mets. That 2% became 100. They lost.
Amazing.
They stink.
Anything else in sports before we go?
You're gonna make. It was a bad thing. This kid got hit in the stands with a line drive.
Oh God! Yeah.
But here's my thing about it. Okay, the Major League Baseball put nets downstairs over probably about 80% of the field. You know, when you're sitting at a baseball game, you have to pay attention to the game. Two things I was looking for I couldn't find. Was this kid with parents? Doesn't say. Evidently he must have been, or she must have been. Secondly, how old was this kid? I know I sat real close to baseball games when I was a youngster and there was no nets except right behind the plate. I sat two rows off the field. I didn't go to a baseball game until I was 6 years old, and I had a reasoning of how baseball worked, where you're there to watch the game. If you watch a baseball game now, and it doesn't have to be a young kid, how many people are on their phones, sending messages, reading news, doing whatever? You could be, if this child was 4 years old, again, I don't know, or you could be 84 years old. If you're at a baseball game and you're in an unprotected area, your face shouldn't be in the phone when you're watching the game. You need to watch the game because this ball is live and you need to get out of the way of it sometimes. So, like I said, I tried to find out more stuff about this incident and I can't find it. They don't give you the information, but those are some things I would like to know. How old was this child? Were the parents there to protect the child? And was this child playing on a phone? I don't know the answers to any of that. So I'm not condemning anybody, but I'd just like to know that before they condemn baseball and put nets all around it so people can conveniently do things they shouldn't do at a baseball game. I watched the first inning of the Met game last night. The first baseman of the Dodgers leapt into the stands to try to make a play. He came up wearing food and a beer because the Dodgers have a ledge on the first row of seating where the people put their food in the beer, and you can clearly see it. He knocked over a can of Modelo, and he landed into a big platter of nachos, and it was all over his uniform. I mean, it is a baseball game, folks. That's the reason why you're there, supposedly.
Well, they, unfortunately, in Houston, I guess they don't have the netting up there anymore.
No, no. This was in L.A. No, I'm sorry. It was in Houston.
Yeah.
And the netting, this they said, ended about 15 to 20 feet prior to where this girl was sitting.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I used to go to ball games with my mom and dad when I was a kid a lot. And my dad drank a lot. My mom drank a little, but we always were focused on the game. We were always focused on the game. And, well, thank God for me and my father. We were also a different place. I mean, we were behind the plate. We were by dugouts and stuff. But still, you're right. When you go to a baseball game, boy, do you have to watch. You just have to watch.
I remember going. My uncle used to get his tickets through his company, sitting one or two rows right behind the third base dugout in Shea Stadium. Now, you can't get much closer than that. And I never seen anybody get hit with a ball. And balls went in the stands all the time because you went there to watch the game. You didn't go there to be a person at a paid social event. Now, I'm not blaming anybody because I can't find out the information. But if you're at a hockey game, if you're at a baseball game, you need to pay attention to the game because there's a fast-moving object that does go into the stands, and it can hurt you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I've seen people at hockey games watching the game getting taken out on stretchers because they got hit with a puck.
Yep.
So even if you pay attention, it's going to happen. Yep. But it's going to happen, and it says it on the back of your ticket.
All right. We've got to punch our ticket, go to the weather forecast, and speak to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. We'll have some racing to do this weekend.
All right.
Next weekend's the Belmont.
Jeez, already. Amazing.
Yeah, summer's almost over.
Jeez, just started.
All right, what is it, 4 weeks to Saratoga, maybe? Who knows?
I know. All right, I'll speak to you.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.